AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are some small signs of hurricane recovery in Louisiana. Some homes in New Orleans have electricity again, but many more in the state do not. Water supplies are running low. President Biden will get a look at damage from Hurricane Ida.
The White House says the president will travel Friday to Louisiana, where Ida became the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. The power started coming back on today, and spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president's pushing power companies to work faster.
We know he knows how important it is for people to get power back on.
The visit will cap a rough stretch for the president. As the storm approached Louisiana Sunday, he was in Delaware, watching the remains of 13 service members killed in Afghanistan return to the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the service members killed during the Afghanistan evacuation will always be remembered.
13 of our very best paid the ultimate price. And many of them were too young to personally remember the 9/11 attacks.
Austin says it's not clear yet if the U.S. would work with the Taliban against ISIS-K in Afghanistan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki read a statement from President Biden about a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state.
This extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe v. Wade and upheld as precedent for nearly half a century.
The Supreme Court has been silent on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. A federal bankruptcy judge conditionally approved a sweeping, potentially $10 billion plan submitted by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle a mountain of lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis. The Dow finished down 48 points. This is AP News. OPEC is adding more oil back into the market.
The group known as OPEC Plus, which includes the oil-producing cartel and allied non-member countries led by Russia, have agreed to gradually increase production, sticking to plans to add back 400,000 barrels of oil per day starting October 1st. The group made deep cuts last year as demand for fuel plummeted, with the pandemic prompting lockdowns and travel restrictions. OPEC's de facto leader, Saudi Arabia, is looking to avoid a sudden price drop from adding too much back too soon. So the group is moving gingerly as it restores production. I'm Ben Thomas.
Paramount Pictures postponed the release of Top Gun Maverick, sending another of the fall's top movies out of 2021 due to the rise in coronavirus cases and the Delta variant. Instead of opening November 19th, the Top Gun sequel starring Tom Cruise will instead debut Memorial Day weekend next year, May 27th. Ed Donahue, AP News.